I'm just going to read the names once more, those who remain this evening. Okay, Kate Hyde, Mary Pratt, Terrence Hegarty, Mark Sandman, Ed Lockler, Suzanne Owens, and Kenny Seltzer. So right now I'd like to welcome a poet I met through Cheryl Perrault, and she's a wonderful poet. I'm glad she's here tonight. Please welcome Kate Hyde.
So I just have one poem tonight, and I have 2 points to make before I read it, and you'll understand at the end of the poem, or even at the beginning. One is, I have on bright pink flowery sandals. The other thing is, my daughter just had a huge tantrum this morning because she couldn't find a pink shirt. And with that, I will read my poem. It's called Ode to Pink. Pushing your way out, you declare yourself 6 weeks early. I insist on gender-neutral surroundings so as not to invade on the person you will become. Tiny, you were yellow, green, blue, red, all colors, like a delicate iridescent butterfly. Growing, you begin to assert yourself like a choke leash on a Rottweiler. Pink, you tell me, I want pink. I've never liked pink, color of baby girls, weak and unassuming, keeping quiet and doing what they're told. Pink, the soft color of soft, rich women who lunch at the club. But you insist, and so I surrender a pink flag flying like princess panties in the wind. Still later, when I learn to enjoy you flitting about the stage in your frilly, fluffy, cotton candy tutu, you come at me behind like a mugger in a dark alley. You tell me, I don't like pink. And so I take the rational parental stance of telling you that you do like pink, and I don't want to hear another thing about it.
One more time for Kate Hyde.